Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. It is true that within the Christian church, adult instruction classes used to take 3 years to complete. Adults would have to study Christian doctrine and participate in the life of the church for 3 years before they could be baptized and confirmed as members. Now, the baptism and confirmation of these new Christians would take place on the same day within the same service, which was the celebration of the Easter Vigil, which took place on the day right before Easter. Baptism was very well understood to be the sinner's entrance into the one holy Christian and apostolic church. Because of its great importance as the visible act of God's choosing a sinner for eternal life in Christ, the church viewed baptism very, very highly. The church planned this baptismal event to take place at the time of Christ's resurrection from the dead, signifying then the raising of the sinner from death to life in the waters of baptism. As Christians today, who daily remember our baptism, we prepare for the triumphant celebration of Jesus' resurrection from the dead, through sincere repentance and dedicated attention to the Word of God, emphasized in this Lenten tide. Baptism has carried such great significance within the church because it has been put in place as a sacrament by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. The importance of this sacrament of baptism comes out clearly in this morning's gospel lesson from St. John chapter 3, where we have Nicodemus meeting with Jesus in the dark of night. Now, John tells us that Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a great leader of the Jewish people. He was well-trained and well-versed in the laws of God. He was also a great picture for the Jews of Jewish piety, so that any Jewish person wanting to attain their best life here and now could do so by looking to someone such as Nicodemus. Nicodemus surely was a man who had his act together. But none of that mattered to Jesus. When Nicodemus informed Jesus that he and some of the others who were believing in Jesus believed him to be from God, Jesus then undid all that Nicodemus believed to be good, right, and salutary. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." After Nicodemus's expressed confusion over Jesus' born-again comment, Jesus spoke again. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Now, to be clear, Jesus is not here backtracking. He is not undoing his previous statement. He is actually explaining what he said the first time. And this is quite similar to the poetry of the Old Testament, where a point was made using two slightly different statements. What Jesus told Nicodemus was that being born again comes with being born of water and the Spirit. Jesus would later institute this as the sacrament of holy baptism. Being born again through the water and through the Spirit in baptism is a revealing of the kingdom of God and is at the same time the entrance into that kingdom. In his words to Nicodemus, the Pharisee, Jesus permanently connects baptism with the element of water. And there is no way around it. Christian baptism must include water. The Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8 understood this when he pointed to the water nearby and said, "Why shouldn't I be baptized?" This after coming to believe in what Philip told him about Isaiah and pointing to Jesus as the Messiah. Philip's response wasn't, "Well, you don't need to be baptized because you don't need water for baptism." And he did not respond that you have already been baptized in the Spirit. Instead, what Philip does is agree with the Ethiopian and takes him down to the water and baptizes him. So we have proof here from the Scriptures of the connection of baptism and water. But sadly, there are those within the Christian church who do not believe that water is necessary for baptism. They follow the Pentecostals' belief that salvation is based on the feeling of the individual in their hearts. That feeling comes from being baptized by the Spirit. However, without water, there is no true mark that one has been baptized by the Spirit. The Christian is then left to only feel that they are a Christian, a feeling that most sinners agree is lacking. And just as sad is the fact that rejection of water in baptism is rejection of baptism itself. Jesus instituted baptism as the washing of regeneration, connecting the Word with the tangible elements of water. Both are necessary for a true Christian baptism. And what Jesus has also done in his words to Nicodemus is permanently connect baptism with a sinner's entry into the kingdom of God. Christ's ministry of saving sinners continues to this day in the church through the sacrament of baptism. In baptism, as well as in the gospel and in the sacrament of the altar, Jesus delivers the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation that he won for us with his death on the cross. The saving act of baptism shows us the kingdom, as well as gains us access to the kingdom, because it reveals what Jesus has done for us and also gives to us what Jesus has won for us. But sadly, there are those within the Christian church who claim that baptism is only a symbol. These Christians follow the Baptist and Methodist belief that there is nothing truly offered in baptism. Instead, baptism is merely a public declaration that you already believe and are saved. For these Christians and many others, baptism is not God's saving action. It is man's action. What results from this belief is a certain lack of certainty. Much like the Pentecostal belief, this belief of baptism as symbolic leaves the certainty of salvation up to the heart of the Christian. Just as sad is the fact that belief that baptism is only a symbol is a rejection of baptism itself. Jesus gave us baptism as the entrance into the kingdom of God. A symbol can do nothing of the sort. So baptism, as Jesus instituted it, is the connection of the Word with the element of water. And when properly administered in this way, baptism is salvation. Along with the gospel and the Lord's Supper, baptism gives us what Jesus has won for all on the cross. Word and sacrament are his means of grace, are his chosen paths of giving you his forgiveness. Baptism is only necessary once, for it has gained us access to Christ's kingdom. The preaching of the word and reception of the Lord's Supper serve then to keep us in that kingdom. And these are not symbols, nor are they merely symbolic. They are tangible, touchable offerings of our Lord Jesus Christ that you can see, hear, and taste are very real. These means of grace gain you entrance into the kingdom of God and keep you in that kingdom by giving you Christ. Because of that truth, the certainty of your salvation does not rest in you, but in Him, our Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no one better to hold our salvation. Amen. And now the peace that does pass all human understanding that only Christ can give, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Him until His return. Amen.